This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But didn't we hope that by this week there'd be some resolution and we can move on? Apparently the Supreme Court has already, I guess their new term begins, and not that I expected there would be another justice already on it, but we have 8 justices, and so it'd be very interesting to see how the Supreme Court moves forward trying to get something done when half of them are liberal-leaning and half of them are right-leaning. So we'll tell you what the latest is going on with the Kavanaugh hearings and now the 7th FBI investigation. What is the FBI going to find now that they didn't before? And will the FBI even admit they're wrong? Well, you know, we missed this 6 times before, but all of a sudden, you know what? The 7th time we found it. It'll be interesting. This is like the biggest PR mess for all these people involved, and unfortunately the stakes are really, really high, and these are some pretty serious allegations. So we'll tell you guys what the latest is. They've already started witnessing, or they've already started interviewing. I'm currently going through a dump of physical memory. Do you guys know what that means? A problem has been detected and windows have been shut down to prevent damage. Why are they dumping my data? Anyway, so some of the stories I want to cover once my computer is done dumping is apparently an amoeba has been found in the Louisiana water system. We're going to be telling you about that. We've already had one person die from a brain-eating amoeba. This is unfortunately the time of year where swimmers or people that hang out in fresh water and did so during the summer unfortunately got themselves exposed to something, and it's rare, very, very rare, but it's so deadly. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about October 1, the anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting that happened a year ago. We're hearing tales from survivors, and we still don't have a motive. We still don't know why this happened. We're going to be talking about that. People are claiming that everybody moved on. Here in Vegas, no, we didn't. We want to know why somebody decided to shoot up a concert, a country music concert, from a hotel using 2 separate windows that are not very easy to navigate back and forth from, whose computer chip was missing next to his dead body. I'd like to know what's going on. I think a lot of us would like to know what's going on. And unfortunately, this is one of the rare cases where nobody knows what the heck happened. And that's very, very frustrating, especially since this happened on my turf. And Las Vegas is home to almost 2 million people. And we have millions of people come each year to enjoy themselves, to, you know, enjoy music, enjoy entertainment. And to think like something like this could happen. You know, Life is Beautiful concert was just here. And my son went to the Life is Beautiful concert. I didn't because I just had too much to do. And he went with some friends, and it took multiple blocks along downtown Las Vegas. And the he said there were snipers everywhere, there was a lot of security, they were watching, and that's, what an amazing feat by first responders in the area, and our police force and SWAT, you know, being able to protect citizens like they can over 4 different blocks when there's all these hotel rooms. I mean, it blows my mind that we were able to get through Life is Beautiful as safely as we can. But again, would like to know what happened. You know, there were a lot of rumors circulating You know, before this happened, there was a huge, big Antifa movement, and so people thought, well, maybe he was Antifa. But we haven't heard any sort of evidence on that. We also haven't heard from the Antifa movement, so for some reason, that just all completely went away. People were saying, oh, well, maybe it's mafia, or, you know, he was a Trumper. Again, no, with still no evidence of that. So, well, we're still waiting to, I guess for still final, information on that. We are still in mourning that we lost multiple people in that shooting. We also have a Florida mom who claims that her newborn was breastfed by somebody else. That always ticks off a mama. Some of us fight with our spouse. Apparently, fighting with your spouse can make you sick. Literally, we'll talk about that. And the risk of Ebola spread from Congo is now very high, says the World Health Organization. So we're going to talk about how that's concerning. And then North Carolina residents are being told to avoid Florence-affected waters. So in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, and I believe there's another Hurricane Rosa that we're watching, the North Carolina Coastal Federation on Thursday issued a strong warning for residents who want to take a swim, stay out of the ocean and intracoastal waters. Apparently, there is a huge, massive stormwater runoff from Florence, and it has resulted in elevated levels of potentially harmful bacteria. The elevated levels were detected, in and around Wrightsville Beach. So these waters could have, chemicals, could have a lot of bacteria, pathogens, not obviously the safest water. They say it's contaminated with polluted runoff, such as bacteria, parasites, viruses. These could cause many types of illnesses from minor to severe infections. We saw people with flesh-eating bacteria infections after Harvey. So bacteria-infected water, they say, is not uncommon following a tropical storm or hurricane. Shortly before Florence hit, experts warned drinking water could also be contaminated. Why? Because there was this overflow manure pits, coal ash pits, water treatment plants, and other sources. They say when manure pits, according to Fox News, becomes flooded, the sewage can flow into other areas and threaten the public water supply. So, obviously, you don't want sewage in your water supply. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. And, again, sending prayers to those affected by Hurricane Florence. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, shirts off, everybody. Guys and girls, we need to examine ourselves for breast cancer. So, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-L-L-Y. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is getting uglier and uglier, and the liberals are really scrounging and grabbing at straws, or actually probably even less, finding specks in the ground to try to bring Kavanaugh down. Apparently, they're saying that he was questioned back in 1985. This is supposed to prevent him from becoming a Supreme Court justice. Brett Kavanaugh was involved in an altercation at a local bar during which he was accused of throwing ice on another patron. Oh, no. He threw ice. He didn't throw the glass. He didn't throw a punch. He threw some ice.
Well, that means he was drinking an alcoholic beverage. Are you kidding me? They say the incident occurred in September 1985. This has been reported by the New York Times. During Mr. Kavanaugh's junior year, oh my gosh, he threw ice. And it resulted in Mr. Kavanaugh and four other men being questioned by the New Haven Police Department. Finally, somebody finds some record or something that happened in the 80s when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh. Boy, something is finally in the record books on Brett Kavanaugh. They found something. And he threw ice. I am pretty sure Ruth Bader Ginsburg has thrown a book or two in her life. And a book could technically cause more pain and damage than ice. Mr. Kavanaugh was not arrested. But the police report stated that a 21-year-old man accused Mr. Kavanaugh of throwing ice on him for, quote, some unknown reason. A witness to the fight said Chris Dudley, who was a Yale basketball player, who was friends with Mr. Kavanaugh, then threw a glass that hit the man in the ear. A glass? That was, really? That's according to the police report, which was obtained by the New York Times. The report said that the victim, Dom Cozzolino, was bleeding from the right ear. He was treated at a hospital. Mr. Dudley denied the accusation. Mr. Kavanaugh did not want to say if he threw the ice or not. So the report referred to the altercation, which occurred at a bar, as, quote-unquote, an assault. It did not say whether anyone was arrested, and there was no indication that charges were filed. So they have something from the 1980s. Brett Kavanaugh was never arrested, was only questioned. How many of us have been questioned by the cops? Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing out here? Oh, I'm Christmas caroling. I'm singing. Why? Well, we got a disturbance of the peace, and it's like June. Well, yeah, but I like to sing. So is that going to come up? You know, this is just so outrageous, and you would think. I got to tell you guys something. I almost thought, and forgive me, because you know how Donald Trump is actually a master at causing distraction and giving the media little bits to piranha-ize so he could do work he needs to do. And for a split second, if Kavanaugh's innocent, I was thinking maybe this isn't the Democrats, maybe it's the Republicans going, look, we need to get our trade deals, we need to deal with Iran, we got a lot of stuff we need to do. Let them deal with it. I don't think so. I don't think anybody would have done this on purpose on the right. But I got to tell you, this really is a distraction. And the one thing that keeps hitting me in the face with this is there's a lot of effort and sweat, blood, sweat, and tears going into these stupid little things. Somebody claiming assault is not stupid. That's huge. But this, he threw ice. Threw ice? Who gives a damn? We have a Supreme Court that has now just started another term, and there's not a ninth person on there, which means they're going to be a hung court. And I understand the liberals are like, you know what, we will fight this. I mean, we'll get bloody, and they are getting bloody. So, apparently Chuck Schumer was now trying to highlight, as well as a lot of the liberals are highlighting, that Kavanaugh has anger issues. That when he was at his confirmation hearing, he was mad and distraught and tearful. Well, duh! You guys are accusing him, or you have allowed a circus to come out of the woodwork 36 years later saying he's a gang rapist. Really? That he was quote-unquote Bill Cosby-ing people in terms of drugging drinks and of... By the way, I hear Bill Cosby's doing really well. He's in jail and he's doing really well. He's got some friends and, you know. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But this guy's kids have to hear this. His mother has to hear this. And if it was at all true, why only now did it come out? Well, because I didn't want to say anything. Apparently, one of the most vicious allegations against him, more vicious than Ford, was from this lady, Julie Swetnick. She's the one that said that at these parties there were trains of gang rape guys standing in line to rape somebody, and she had frequented these parties a lot. I mean, personally, I would have fled and called the police the first time. I don't think I would have kept coming to these parties. But apparently, in an exclusive interview with Laura Ingraham on Fox News, an ex-boyfriend of Julie Swetnick has now cast doubt on her stability and allegations. Apparently, there were a lot of, shall we say, threats that she made to her ex, Richard Vicenni. You will never, ever see your unborn child alive. She even at one time said, I'm just going to go over there and kill you guys. Apparently, he dated Swetnick off and on for 7 years, maintained that she never once mentioned to him any of these claims that were apparently brought forth this first time. Now, again, both sides don't really have a lot of credible, evidence-packed testimony, but this is a circus, and we're spending all this time. We're dissecting little pieces of ice, and something's not right. Do I think he is psychologically fit to be a Supreme Court justice after his testimony? If he has been falsely accused and there is no proof of any assault, I think his response was 1,070% normal, and in fact, I think it was subdued. I would have been cussing. Everybody thinks, oh, when you're on the Supreme Court, you have to be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, where you barely crack a smile. No. You're allowed to have personality. Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, they have personalities. You're allowed to have a personality. You're allowed to feel. Judges are allowed to feel. They're not supposed to be partisan, but boy, did the Supreme Court blow that out of the water. Now, what we are being told is the FBI has completed its interview of Brett Kavanaugh's friend Mark Judge. So they may be on track. This was a huge milestone in their quote-unquote one-week investigation. We don't know exactly what has transpired with that, but Judge had furnished a letter to the Senate Judiciary rebutting Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that he was present during a sexual assault. Ford claims Judge was in an upstairs bedroom and jumped on top of the couple, toppling them and allowing her to escape. Now, remember, her psychologist that documented this years ago said there were four men. Now, Kavanaugh strongly denied the charge. We're assuming Mark Judge did too. And Judge had issued a written statement following Kavanaugh Ford's testimony, saying he does not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony. I never saw Brett act in the manner Dr. Ford describes. Judge says, as a recovering alcoholic and cancer survivor, I've struggled with depression and anxiety. As a result, I avoid public speaking. And he's allowed to not, be a part of the circus. Absolutely. That it looks like he gave his testimony. So we'll see what comes of this. But if somebody sat stoically through all this, I would think that is more odd than anything Kavanaugh said or did during his hearing. He should be upset. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Two pieces of mail delivered to the Pentagon mail facility on Monday have initially tested positive for ricin. That's according to a top U.S. defense official. The mail facility is in a separate building, and once the two pieces of mail tested positive, they were placed into quarantine. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell spoke today at the 60th Annual National Association for Business Economics meeting. One of the things he addressed was the increase in wages.
The rise in wages is broadly consistent with observed rates of price inflation and labor productivity, and therefore does not point to an overheating labor market. Further, higher wage growth alone need not be inflationary. The late 1990s episode of low unemployment saw wages rising faster than inflation plus productivity growth, without an appreciable rise in inflation.
Amazon today announced they would be raising the minimum wage to pay all of their U.S. workers $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com. Score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So CT, his letter C.T, all right, says, in the 90s, my ex in a fight called the police when we were getting loud. She claimed I hit her. I didn't. The police did a report but left. And in the report, they said they could not see evidence of assault. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if police write that, but that's what he says. I'm now applying for a job. Do I bring this up in my interview? Whoa. All right. I don't know much about police reports. Luckily, I haven't had many police reports. But if there is a police report out there that says you were quote-unquote innocent, even though that's not really what police reports do, but if somebody claims you did something, there is a police report, so you're mentioned, Okay. But obviously charges weren't levied and, you know, you weren't arrested and it just ended there. Then my guess is, you know, you're probably, you know, okay, pretty safe. But what's very interesting, that CT Wright, CT, it's so funny because it's like CAT scan. C. I can't give him a name though. And I get why they want to be anonymous. Do you bring up, that's the issue here, do you bring up in a job interview that there is somebody from your past that may come out of the woodwork? So do you get it out in the open and done now, or do you stay quiet and move on? I would probably say I don't think I would bring it up in the interview at all. Because the one thing we're learning with Kavanaugh or anybody else is something will, how do I say this? You might bring it up, let's say, at the job interview and go, look, I just want to let you know with all the Kavanaugh stuff going on, there was a prior issue. It turned out to be nothing. We're good. So whoever's interviewing may be like, well, I don't care. I mean, that was nice you told me, but, you know, we're not worried. But then all of a sudden, something could happen at work years from now. And then they start to get scared and go, you know what, we better clean house. If anything could come back and haunt us from a PR standpoint, let's clean house. And so you're bringing that up when it was in the vault in the past. You didn't do anything. You never got arrested. Now, if you got arrested, yeah, I think you have to bring that up. I think most job applications want any prior convictions, to be honest. I think they only care about prior convictions. But this is a different world. If this was in the 90s, I would say you have nothing to worry about. You did nothing wrong. Now, like we saw with Kavanaugh and the ICE, throwing ICE at somebody, you could be trying for some position that's a pretty big position, and you might have spent your whole life dedicating your life to getting to that position, and then something like that could come back to haunt you. I've heard of this, where people in a fight will call the police. They'll get so mad. They'll be like, you know what, I'm going to call the police. The police will be on my side. And a lot of the police, especially in the 90s, they were like, look, you know, what's going on here? Okay, you know, we got better things to do. Is anything really, really going on? And so, you know, good for the police for being able to discern, you know, whether something was going on or not. But, you know, job interviews and how to deal with your job and all that. Right now, any one of us has to expect that somebody could say anything about us, even if it's fake. And the burden of proof is going to have to be on us. So I don't think you would not get the job not bringing up that there was a police report for a false claim. I don't think you would not get the job because if anybody ever says in your job, wait a second, you had a report and you didn't tell us. You said, well, the application only asked about convictions. Somebody making a false claim that the police didn't think was you know, worthy of, you know, pursuing. I didn't think that was anything that mattered. It was a false claim and it was nothing. It was much to do about nothing. And so you could protect yourself that way. It saying something now, hoping that your job will have your back 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, no. People don't have your back. Loyalty, job loyalty, employer, employee loyalty, colleague loyalty, no. No one has your back. Everybody says the only people you could trust is family. No, actually you can't. I've had family members stab me in the back. Everybody turns. It's a real negative thing to say and very pessimistic, but I've seen family at their worst. I've seen friends at their worst. I've seen exes at their worst. I've seen people who you thought that you would be, you guys would be blood brothers, and no. People end up fighting. Sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's jealousy. Sometimes it's love. Sometimes people are so close that they don't realize that there's love attached to it. And then all of a sudden that happens. And one side isn't there while the other side is. And then it falls apart. I had have seen every type of relationship in the book fall apart when you would think it shouldn't. So you can't trust anybody. You also can't trust what society would do. If, you know, somebody at work decides to claim, you know what, I think we need to, you know, shape up around here. I think this employer is not taking sexual harassment seriously. Then human resources is going to start going through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Or maybe that'll never happen. So the moral to that is if you did something wrong and you had a conviction, you have to be honest on your application. But if your application doesn't ask about false claims, then you don't have to bring it up. That would be my opinion. Now, if they ask you, have you ever had a false claim or have you ever been in an altercation where somebody said you did something and it didn't amount to anything criminally, then yeah, you have to be honest and you have to answer that. But to bring up stuff from the past, I got to tell you, I don't know if I have memory issues or not, but I tried to think back to 1982, and now we're kind of going back to Ford Kavanaugh, to see if maybe I have memory issues. Why don't I remember more of that year, 1982? And, I mean, I'd like to hear from you guys, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you guys remember something that happened 36 years ago? Some of you weren't even born. You were a little egg in your mom's ovary. For me, I was really young. I was in grade school, I believe. Grade school going into middle school. I don't remember much. I can hardly remember. I don't even remember my teacher. I don't remember my best friend. Now, true, I was a kid, so maybe your memories are different. But then if I could think, okay, then let me fast forward to the 90s when I was in college. I roughly know who my best friend was in college because we stay in touch. I don't remember any parties. I know there were parties. I don't remember. Now, I mean, if something traumatizing happened, like a shooting or whatever, yeah, I would probably remember that. And if you recount the events, maybe. But I think the average person wouldn't remember a lot of details. And so, when we come back to what's happening with Kavanaugh, apparently Kavanaugh, in the latest, he's not going to be teaching his Harvard class. I'm being told he withdrew. Other people are saying he got fired. I don't think he got fired, but he's not going to be returning to Harvard Law School to teach. This person's life, if he ended up being innocent and being proved innocent, is still over. No one's going to touch him with the 10-foot pole, which makes anybody else who wants to apply for the Supreme Court or any big position hesitant and vulnerable. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom has issued a warning after her 7-year-old son his hand blew up like a balloon because he suffered second-degree chemical burns. Why? He was picking limes. Now, little Cameron Suila from Hollister, California, was left with these injuries after a day spent picking oranges and limes with his sister during a family trip to Disneyland. They said the little boy had no symptoms at first, but 3 days later he complained to his mom that his right hand was stinging. She dismissed it at first, but then had to rush him to the hospital that night because his hand swelled up like a balloon. So he was diagnosed with something called phytophotodermatitis, which is caused by a reaction from the citrus fruit and sunlight. And apparently this condition could be triggered by limes.
and it could lead to blistering, stinging, and raw burning flesh. She says her son's hand is still severely burnt. He also got a painful rash on his chest and tummy. Poor little kid, I'm looking at him right now. Poor little baby boy. He was having such a good time picking fruit. It seemed like a harmless and fun thing to do. Apparently the mom's a photographer and part-time a teaching assistant. His hand was so huge it was like a balloon. You never want to see a child in pain like that. And she broke down in tears. So, apparently they had arrived at Orange Land RV Park in Orange, California. They set up camp that afternoon and kids went fruit picking. When we arrived at the camping ground, we noticed that there were tons of citrus trees nearby, really pretty. Most of the fruit on the trees was ripe, and right away the kids asked if they could pick the fruit. They had a fun day picking fruit while we were setting up camp. Afterward, they put the fruit on the picnic table, and then they started playing with it. They had never had a grapefruit before, so I cut the grapefruit open so they could try it. They had a couple of bites. They were squeezing the fresh limes into their water, and kids get messy, so the juice was dripping everywhere. It was a warm day. The son had shorts on. He was getting a lot of sun. And then over the next few days, the family went to Disneyland. So that 3 days later, he starts to get all puffy and painful and all that. So how do we treat phytophotodermatitis? Well, we give a steroid shot. We also will give antibiotics. And we start with a steroid to calm down. We start with a steroid to kind of calm down the inflammation. Many doctors will give it antibiotic because if he's itching and tearing open some of those little crusts that he has on his body, he may get an infection. Many times I got to get an allergist involved. I've seen one cases of this, and it's basically the body just reacts. And the inflammatory response is much, the body didn't like the acidity. Something triggered the body to say, you know what, I got to protect myself. And unfortunately, when the body decides to do that, it hurts its host. So luckily, he's doing okay. We'll keep you guys posted on him. Someone not doing so okay is a former Playboy model. There's a former Playboy model who was diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, she refused chemo and is reportedly using cannabis oil instead. Carrie Parker lives in England, very pretty lady, and she told the Daily Mirror that she started to use cannabis oil after her doctors told her in September that the brain cancer had returned. She said health professionals wanted her to have 10 to 12 cycles of chemo, and that was her best chance at survival, but told her, quote, no one with brain cancer has managed to have the full lot. Meaning maybe tolerating it or being able to go through all the treatments. Now, she used to be Miss United Kingdom. She did have a tumor removed from her brain. And she said cannabis, which is still illegal in England, she goes, knowing using cannabis means I could be put in prison, I truly believe it is the only chance I have of survival. She said she'd prefer for her hair not to fall out, which is a common side effect of chemo. And she doesn't want her face burned from radiotherapy. She says, I train daily, I run a model academy and a nutrition business, and I don't want cancer to affect all this. Wow. So, can cancer, can CBD oil fight her brain cancer? That's a tough one. We do not have enough evidence that cannabis, if you smoke or eat it, will travel to the brain and through the endocannabinoid system, conquer nasty, aggressive brain tumor cells. However, in laboratory settings, some scientists have reported that THC or other cannabinoids like the CBD may slow growth or kill some types of cancer cells. So, do we have to, when it comes to marijuana, and these studies, first, we're not studying it fast enough. And I've told you guys this, and I'll stand by it. I voted to legalize marijuana in my state. Not because I wanted people driving on it. Not because I wanted the kids exposed to it. But because I wanted, and I do want federal legalization of marijuana so we could study it. I do think there are medicinal properties. I do not want it, though, being a free-for-all. I don't want kids getting access to it. I don't want drivers on the road. And unfortunately, that is a side effect of this. So I'm not sure where we're going to go with this.
But the reason why we don't have any studies on it is because it's, or enough studies, is because it's been illegal for so long. And maybe once we get the studies and we could prove that it doesn't work, then we could illegalize it again, or we could control it or regulate it again. But there's all these questions. Now, let's say it does work. Well, why does it work? How does it work? If you inject a tumor directly with CBD, will we see some of the same results being touted by some scientists in the lab? Now, the other thing, too, also is we don't always hear about all these failed experiments. When we say, oh, this will work, and then it doesn't, does it get written up? If they go, well, I don't know if it's, you know, it might not always get written up. You know, I like to pick football teams on who's going to win. And so I figured that the Chiefs would win the other day, right, against the Broncos. Broncos are good considering. I mean, wow, what a great comeback, but still. And so whenever I'm wrong, do I tell you guys about that? No. But I'll tell you what I'm right. I was right about the Chiefs winning. So that's a problem. And so if we have people that have brain tumors that are holding off chemo because they heard that one study out there said CBD could slow the growth or kill cancer cells, we need to get the full story. And if skin-on-skin contact or cell-to-cannabis contact needs to be done in order to see the true effect of cannabis on marijuana, then that has to be explained to people. Not, oh, you know what, you can eat a brownie and you're good, or you could smoke it and you're good. You have a blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier offers certain protection. You might not get enough cannabis to get that brain tumor. Now, in her defense, all right, well, she said, cannabis has helped many others with cancer. I'm willing to put my faith in it, too. I can't imagine any judge would convict a girl for using cannabis to save her life. It's a risk I'm ready to take. In her defense, she tried chemo, and the brain tumor came back. So, if I was her doctor, I would be in a real, real tough position. She obviously much tougher. Because I couldn't say use the marijuana. I could get sued by her family. I would have to say, look, we need to go for this again. But she has a patient would be like, Dahlia, look, it didn't work. I don't want to go through that again. I want to try something else. And then I would have to say, well, what if there's something else doesn't work? We don't know enough about it. And if she goes, this is my decision, it's her decision. If she does not want to go through another surgery or more chemotherapy, it's her decision. But we do need proper education out there. She thinks marijuana helps fight cancer and it's helped other people with cancer. We don't know that for sure. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.